This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners here today. Thank you for everyone that's taken the time to tune in, not because they want to hear me, but because they want to hear a word from you today, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for their hunger and thirsting for you. I pray everyone that's tuned in won't be disappointed today. Speak to each and every listener through your Holy Spirit in your word as it's proclaimed today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is part, whatever it is, part three of this sermon. Man, oh man, this was a great series through James. This is the first time I'd ever preached through James in the 6 years I've been a pastor. And each week really had been pretty power-packed, and this one is right up there with it, Faith Without Works. It's a look at how, well, the image the Lord gave me was that faith and works are like Siamese twins joined together at the hip. And one can't survive without the other, really, is what James is saying. Faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being by itself. Or like the King James says, being alone. So that's where we're looking at here today. Again, this is part three. I think we got one more part, which will air tomorrow on Friday. And then that'll wrap up this third in a series of nine sermons through James. So, okay, let's get right to the word now. Again, this is Faith Without Works from James chapter 2.
I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. You're lying. You're not afraid. Don't even lay that on me. You're lying. He would have made more than all the other ones if he was afraid, because he would have done all that out of fear. He's lying. I was afraid, so I went and I hid your money into the ground. Look, you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. Wicked and lazy, he called him. The man with faith but no works, he calls him wicked and lazy. You knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I had not scattered seed, so you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him that's got 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the, what does it say? Unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What type of servant was he? Notice he doesn't say unfaithful. The others were faithful. He calls this one unprofitable. You see, unprofitable is unfaithful. Revelation number 2 God gave me this morning. The other ones, he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Wicked and lazy, you're an unprofitable servant. To be unprofitable is to be unfaithful. To have faith and no works is to be unfaithful. You're unprofitable. You went and hid the Lord's talent under the ground. And Jesus calls you unprofitable and unfaithful. And this is why James says what he does. Again, 2:14. James, I'm back to James now. We're at this parable, back to James chapter 2. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but doesn't have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you don't give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And I believe James is teaching a true, genuine Christian has no other alternative but to do something. It's in your DNA. After all that God has done for you, can't you remember way back how it used to be with you? Remember when you were broke? Remember when you were a drunk or a drug addict or addicted to pornography? Remember how it used to be in your life? Think of all that God has done for you in your life. Reminds me of that old parable in the Gospel of Luke about 10 lepers. They all get cleansed of leprosy, and only one comes back to give him praise. And Jesus says, where are the other nine? Is there only one person that's returned to give glory to God? Are you grateful today for all that God's done in your life? What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. You are a Siamese twin, and works is attached to you. Either you've cut him off, or he's dormant and dead, and you haven't been feeding him. You're attached at the hip to works. You cannot separate them. Verse 18, it says, someone will say, you've got faith and I've got works. You show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Verse 19, and more on useless faith. You believe there is one God, you do well. Or you believe God is one. Even the demons believe, or devils believe, and tremble. You believe there's one God, big deal, James says. Even the demons know and believe there's one God. That doesn't mean anything. At least they tremble. They tremble in fear at the name of God. Maybe they tremble because they know they're going to have to give an account and pay the price for their sins. Maybe they tremble because they believe God at his word. And if you knew what they knew, I think you might tremble too. You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Now this Siamese twin just cannot survive. Next up is James' second example. Is the Old Testament father of the faith, the much revered Abraham? Verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Now on the surface, we wouldn't agree with that statement, right? But in the next verse, he's going to explain what he meant by that. Verse 22, do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him, or reckoned to him, for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, with his heart, Abraham believed. But Abraham walked the walk. He acted on his faith. See, faith is believing you can walk on water. Works is getting out of the boat. Sure, Abraham was justified by his faith, but Abraham's works got the knife out and saddled up his donkey and went up to the mountain. He didn't even tell him where he was going. Go to a place that I will show you afterwards. So he goes up there with his son, gets the wood, lays him down, straps him in, gets the knife, and pulls this sucker out. And God goes, up, up, up. Not so fast, Chumley. Now I know. Now I know. And that is faith and works. Your faith believes God. Your works acts on it. Your works puts legs on what you believe. James says you gotta have legs with what you believe. You can't just say you believe. Demons say they believe. True Christians do something in Jesus' name. Faith without works is dead. It's useless and good for nothing. Verse 24, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Is everybody good with that now? You catch the angle of what James is talking about. You got to do something if you're a Christian. Same as these Old Testament examples. And now he's got another Old Testament example. Next up, Rahab the harlot. What a nickname to be known by. Even after you've been forgiven. Rahab the harlot. 2,000, 4,000 years ago, we're calling her a harlot. What are they going to write about me in 4,000 years? Rahab the harlot. Verse 25, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? All right. Rahab believed God. But Rahab got out of the boat and she hid the spies at the risk of her own life and her family. Yeah, she believed God, but she got up and exerted and burned a calorie in doing something. Faith was accompanied by works. That's what this is with Rahab. James is saying that is what faith looks like. You believe with your heart and you act on it by your works. Last verse today, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. He said it, not me. It's Siamese twins. The body without the spirit is dead, so faith without your works, strapped without your works, which is joined together with you at the hip.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.